are here in San Diego, California at the Underground Collision on the 32nd floor of the Manchester Hyatt. And I'm here with Sarah Kanepa-Bang. How are you, Sarah?
I'm fine, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for taking time out to hang out with us, because you were the facilitator for this this round of the Underground Collision. You did great.
Oh,
I want to get your take, though.
Thank you. No, I hope I did great.
You did.
You know, people are being nice to me, but there was a lot of talent in this room, and there was a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about.
And so one of the things that you talked about was, you brought it up almost in the very beginning that credit unions could have done PayPal. Can you explain that for a second?
Well,
I mean, that was one of the things I wrote down right away. I went, oh my gosh.
Well, we're talking about collaboration. We're talking about, you know, opening your eyes to credit unions and things like that. Credit unions have to start thinking more, and some of them already do, but thinking more outside of the credit union box. There are, you know, there are, and where it was really graphic to me was in the 90s when PayPal came out, and I started to learn about PayPal, and my first reaction was, I mean, literally, why didn't we think of that? It may not have been as big, but imagine if credit unions had brought their sensibility and their connections to PayPal.
Right.
We should have done it,
right.
Or we should have at least thought about doing it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and so these things are still out there.
Right.
You know, when Apple Pay, you know, came out, and I've said this before, we had one or two credit unions. It was like, where was the movement? Where was the system? Because we have credit unions who are connected via ATMs and by a shared branch. Mm-hmm. We could have brought 100 million connected accounts to Apple Pay.
Quite easily.
That would have gotten their attention.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody's talking about that. They're, you know, we got one credit union here and one credit union.
Yeah.
And you know, even our biggest credit unions can't get their attention. I mean, well, some of them did.
Well, Navy, they were on stage.
They were, and good for them for doing that.
Yeah.
But we could have all been there if we were willing to work together.
So. Well, and that's what came up time and time again today was the collaboration.
Right.
We can collaborate better. That
right.
seemed to come up
a
lot
right.
of times.
Yes, exactly. And in my position on this is that we're just not used to it anymore. I mean, we don't have to work together to get what we want anymore. We need cooperation is a muscle that you have to exercise. It's not, and I said this about, you know, you can't tell somebody to just cooperate and expect them to do it. They have to understand the give and take of cooperation. It's like playing the piano. You can't tell somebody to go play a piano. They can hit the keys and make noise, but to make music, you have to practice. And that's where we are. And the credit union system, it's harder for us to do it because we're, in a lot of cases, being measured as though we were banks, and we're thinking about it. I mean, our accounting has switched from what it used to be to GAAP accounting, which is, there's nothing wrong with it for banks,
right.
But, you know, how does that change the motive in a credit union? And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying we need to examine how that's changing how we are operating. You know, and if cooperation is so important to us, then why aren't we cooperating?
I gotcha. I hear you loud and clear. Another kind of along the same lines was there was one of the sessions was about CUSOs. And are we in it for service, or are we in it for the dividends?
Oh,
so
sure.
So I want to expand on that thought.
Well, this kind of goes, I mean, the reason that came up is we've got a lot of new folks running CUSOs.
So many.
Right, yes. Right. And they're bringing a lot of talent. But it's different in a credit union CUSO than it is in another for-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
It boils down to this. Did the credit unions form your CUSO for the service that you're bringing to their members,
right.
or did they form you for a dividend? Right? First, and maybe both, but you start out in most cases. What's the priority? Service, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about any of our major
CUSOs,
and what would hit the fan if they said, we're selling to so-and-so? It's like, wait a minute, we need to own that service to serve our members in a way that credit unions serve their members. Mm-hmm. So as a CUSO leader, you have to ask that question. You know, are we in this for the service? So we put all of our dividends back into making it a better service. Right. And I told the story about FSCC. Mm-hmm. When I first got to FSCC, we were a for-profit corporation. Even though we said Financial Service Centers Cooperative, we were a for-profit corporation. Mm-hmm. And in the first year or so I was there, I said, well, let's do what for-profit corporations do. Let's pay, you know, a dividend. And what we did was a $2 million rebate, which, you know, sounds like not much, but it was huge. Mm-hmm. And I thought, they're going to love me for this. And some people thought it was okay, but I got so beaten up, you know, and they, everybody was very polite about it. They said, Sarah, you know, and our board was on board because, you know, we were a for-profit corporation, but I had to take ownership of it. Mm-hmm. And basically our owners said, we want you to invest that money in the service so that our members are getting better service and that we're getting better service. Mm-hmm. Don't pay us back. And we had to balance that. So shortly after that, we became a true cooperative. It was like, okay, if you want me to act like a cooperative, mm-hmm. I need a corporate structure that that mimics what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. And they were all on board with that. Even credit unions that had invested a ton of money, mm-hmm. said, we get it, Sarah. You need to, you know, they really showed true collaboration and cooperation by saying, "Yeah, we're gonna let our stock value be changed to help the entire company and entire movement."
It turned out well.
It did, and in fact, if you look at our numbers after we became a true cooperative, we shot through the roof.
And
it was easier to sell and easier to account for.
Yeah.
It may not be right for everyone, but it mirrored what we want to see happening, mm-hmm. in the credit union movement.
Mm-hmm. All right, last thing, and I'll let you get going because I know you have probably a busy day ahead of you or something.
Busy. So busy.
And it's Sunday, for crying out
yes.
loud. Hey, one of the bold statements you said amongst the many, which were, I love it. Take on Amazon. Take on Amazon. This is kind of maybe a segue from our last chat in D.C.
Yeah.
at the Underground Collision.
Well, I didn't say take on Amazon as much. I don't mean to correct you, but
please do.
No, it's we have what every big retail organization wants. We've got 115 million connected consumers. 115 million. Mm-hmm. That is worth something. And we have the ability to work together. So my thinking, and we're looking at a room full of really accomplished CUSO leaders. Yeah. It's like, all right, if you think Amazon, and Amazon, by the way, at least the last time I checked, is looking for a bank to help them go, you know.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Just like Apple and all those. They're all mm-hmm. looking for a bank because they mm-hmm. can't do it without a bank.
Right.
Well, why not partner with the credit union system? With the credit union system.
That's a good idea.
That's already got connected users. They're mm-hmm. loyal. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a matter of then going to the credit unions or at least working with the credit unions. Like, all right, we're in this. You know, do you want this to work?
Yeah.
You know, and how good would this be for the entire movement? And I'm not saying Amazon's the answer. It's just we need to think bigger.
Think like that, right?
Think big.
Instead of taking on Amazon, bring on Amazon.
Bring on Amazon. And I realize, you know, there's, you know, we need, you know, it's never this as easy as it sounds. But I think it's worth looking at. And if nothing else, it would be really nice to see the look on somebody's face when they realize that your organization can bring 100 million American consumers to the table.
Oh, yeah.
That gets their attention.
That's an eyebrow raiser for sure.
And it should. Mm-hmm. And what we couldn't do for American consumers, financial consumers, if we could do that. So mm-hmm. it's not to make money for the credit union movement. It's to improve the lives of American members, consumer owners.
Well, I think we got to think like that.
Right.
Today, because things are moving so fast, things are changing so fast, you got to think like that,
right.
or else you're going to be, again, I hate to use it over and over again, but a Blockbuster or Tower Records or something like that.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, think big, and you know, I'm probably wrong, but at least we can discuss it. And
nothing wrong with that.
I'm not I'm not usually wrong, or at least I don't admit it. So, but at least we have the discussion. It might lead to something else, mm-hmm. you know. It might, and but until then, we're just going to keep, you know, hobbling along, you know, doing all right. But we could do so much
way better.
More. We could do so much more. And
yep.
America needs us. Yep. America needs credit unions that are credit unions, not credit unions that are not credit unions. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at that. Sarah, thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you,
always
thank
fun.
You.
Always an education.
Yes. Well, thank you.
There she is, Sarah Kanepa Bang.
Right.
And believe it or not, she's retired.
I'm retired. That's right. Not expired.
Not at all.
All right.